Now, I have asked Master Gerola to do a quickie brain for us. Now that we have studied all this time in school, at least the majority of you, that which is termed the actions of the brain, little by little we have layered information upon you so that you could understand the brain, the difference in brain and consciousness. To understand the dreaming brain, which is the holographic brain that is responsible to another level of teaching that you've been taught, and that's the quantum world of particles and energy. And you've been taught that, and we put them all together, we understood that the frontal lobe had this magical influence upon energy, and that it made energy behave. So well do we understand that, that science is bold enough to say that when a kind person walks in the room, they take the reading of ordinary plants, and an ordinary plant will respond to a righteous person as well as will respond to a wicked person. And so that the energy coming off of them, the observer effect in individuals, has a profound effect upon the natural world. So now, if a plant reacts, then what about the pool of energy that you live in? We learned that it isn't superstition to say visualize and what you visualize will come true. That is not substantial learning. Substantial learning is to get into the anatomy of energy, into the anatomy of the atomic structure, into the anatomy of molecules and possibilities, and especially the anatomy of the quantum world, to which allows our greatest unfoldment, that says that everything that could possibly be and what we can think and what we have yet to dream all exists simultaneous for us for our taking. That all those levels of reality exist simultaneously, and we're on a path that we have chosen simply by common thought. Now, we take all potentials, quantum world, put them into energy, put them here. The dreaming brain, the holographic brain here, marry the two as observer of consciousness and energy, and whatever this thinks, this becomes. And whatever this becomes is a chosen path of potential from the multitudinous potentials that we could have at any moment. This is the one that we choose. And we've chosen that not as an act of awareness, but as an act of unawareness. Our common thought has chosen our destiny. It isn't where we would like to be. We can say, well, I'm sort of living this life, but I wished I was a master. Does the life of the master exist for each of you? Absolutely. Does everyone in this room walk as an unabridged Christ? Absolutely. As an ascended being, triumphant over death, is there anyone in this room that does not have that immortal line of potential around you? Everyone in this room has it. More so because you've learned about it. But why then wouldn't it make sense to say, but if I know it's there, how come I don't elect to be that? It's not that we wish we could be a master. It's much more than that. It's that being the master isn't our common thought. And if it were, then the life that you are now living would dramatically change to be one of no past, total clarity, unattachment, joy, and living in the present moment where the magic presence is effervescent every moment. That already exists. So why wish for it? The truth is, it's not common enough for you to be. You haven't chose it. You've chose this one. Our teaching is to get you to choose that one commonly. Not forcefully, not artificially, and not as a hypocrite, and not as a fanatic, but as a common way of life. then that potential exists. So now we have the brain. How do we get the brain to make that happen? Well, first, we chose the brain as computer. It knows all those potentials exist. At least this one back here knows. What is the job of the brain? To dream the images that bring about common reality for fruitful experience. What is the job of the personality? To be defined by the age of 32, a sovereign, grounded, intelligent, lawful being. And by that, to be able to have the full faculty to know righteousness and unrighteousness. The personality to be able to support goals to be accomplished in life. To support physically the desire to bring them into fruition. Instead, it's all backwards. The dream, can the brain actually dream Christ? Yes? Can. So now we've learned all of these stages. I have meticulously brought them to you, taught you, put you in the field, challenged you, put you in the labyrinth, challenged you, blindfolded you, challenged you. We blindfold you, we blindfold the personality. And we're calling for a greater something to come forward. Unfortunately, too many of you are crippled when you're blindfolded. You're crippled. You're nothing without your personality, nothing without your eyes. And yet, that's what the Holy Spirit must be. That which can ride the body, not that the body makes it, but that it makes the body.